Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the City Cat Fight front and center Friday night. Cougars had the best of it in 2014 en route to a sectional title and all that went beyond that, like a Final Four berth. J.R. Holmes, 11th-ranked Panthers of South, not used to getting swept. Hadn't happened in a decade. The Holmes scored at 7:30 as the two teams on five-game winning streaks have at it for a 68th time.
Well, anytime North and South plays, it's usually a ragged game, to be honest with you. You know, there's so much emotions, and everybody comes to one game all year long, and it'll be a full crowd, and they'll be there before the JV even starts. They'll be filled up, and the students will be yelling at each other. And you get all jacked up and hyped up and try to do things you can't do or affects your shooting a little bit, and you go after each other a little harder, and usually it's not a real smooth operating game. Like, I thought the Southport game was a really great game. Noblesville was a good game, hard nosed. Now, there was a little chippiness there by them a few times, but it was a good, solid game. But usually North-South is either one team, which we were fortunate in the last 16 times, won 14 of them, and few of those have been lopsided. But most of the time, even the ones that have been reasonably close have been solid, fun games to watch necessarily. As good for us, we was ahead of most of them. But you know what I'm talking about? It's just not a... It's more of a grind, this game is.
Well, he's 34-20 down through the years against the Maroon and Gold. Last five games have, well, netted a yield of less than 39 points a game, something we'll talk over with Andy Hodson later today. Our coverage starts at 7 Friday night. Doors will open at 5. Tickets are $5, and they remain on sale at the high schools through the end of school on Friday. JV game gets the night rolling at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. By the way, Edgewood is 5-3. They host South Vermillion for WIC action as well tomorrow night. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So one streak will come to an end, a winning streak numbering 5 for both city schools, the 11th-ranked South Panthers of J.R. Holmes and Andy Hodson's 9-2 Maroon and Gold of North. You know, Andy got that monkey off his back, breaking through with a sweep of the Panthers a year ago. North hasn't won 3 straight in the series, be it regular season or postseason, since 03. South has yielded the last 5 games an average of 38 points a ballgame. Now, Andy has watched that, but he knows, too, one thing, that his 2015 outfit isn't too awfully shabby when it comes to playing defense.
Yeah, it is. I wish we could throw out those two losses to what I would say is number one and number two, because that'd help our defense and offensive average quite a bit from those. They skewed those quite a bit. Yeah. But for us, you know, defensively, we've got to do our job. You know, we've got to do it as a team. You know, they've got more size than us. You know, typically like every team. So we've got to make sure that we keep them off the boards and limit their second chance opportunities. You know, offensively, we've got to protect the ball. We're having some silly turnovers from time to time that just come at the wrong time. You know, it seems like when we really need something, we have some silly turnovers that we've got to shore up. But for us, and they're great in transition, pushing the ball out, you know, getting those second-chance opportunities off of rebounds and really pushing the ball out in transition. I think those are the things that make them have their run.
You know, Andy made a good point earlier when he was talking about losing to 5th-ranked Evansville, Wrights, and Southport. They yielded in those two games 145. Well, since the Southport loss in its 5-game winning streak, the Cougars, North's defensive yield, 46-2. There's a reason they go into tomorrow night's game 9-2. Our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.